The Big Breakfast with Martin Fundamadva.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, the sound of your life.
Hey, it's Sam from The Big Breakfast, and this week we kicked off our own election campaign with our president, Rick Astley.
Your vote is a beautiful democratic right. Many people on this planet do not get to exercise their freedom, and they do not get to vote. We do. We all get to go and vote on the 8th of May. It's beautiful. You need to appreciate it, and you need to go and do it. But when you're done voting, join OFM in having a little fun on a very important day. Do you know the song?
Have you just Rick-rolled every single person?
I have. You can vote for Rick Astley for president on the 8th of May as well. Because if you do that, you can win R1,000. And as the poster says, he will never give you up. He will never let you down.
He will never
run around.
Never run around.
And desert you.
He will never desert you.
He will never make you cry.
Make you cry.
He will never say goodbye.
He will never say goodbye to you.
He'll never tell a lie.
Lies.
Or hurt you.
Never hurt you.
Never gonna give you up. There are no strangers to love. So Rick Astley, that's who we're voting for president. At OFM, huh? Can we all just celebrate this, man? I think he'll make a great president. I think that campaign slogan is beautiful as well. You'll see the banners popping up through Central South Africa in the next few days. And then on Election Day itself, you're going to have to listen out for Rick Astley for this song that I'm playing in the background. Never going to give you up, right? As soon as you hear it, you let us know, and you can win R1,000.
So are you trying to tell me that it works very similarly to how like a cash call would work?
It is. The presidential cash call, almost. Yes.
The presidential... So what happens is, what you're saying is, never going to give you up plays. Boom, Diana, send your little, Rick for president message in, and you're going to win $1,000.
Correct. All the T's and C's and the details will iron out closer to the time. But all I can tell you now is just drive around through Central South Africa. Be on the lookout for the Vote Rick Astley for President posters. They are absolutely brilliant. We've put them out all around the region. And then tune in on Wednesday after you're done voting. And as soon as you vote for Rick Astley, you can win $1,000.
Also, I think what you should do...
And then in Zelda's feel-good story, we had a chat about a guy who was gifted a car.
So... couple of friends, they have a friend who's lazy, doesn't have a car, and they have to pick him up. Now they're saying, we'll buy him a car. And this, in your mind, is a feel-good story.
I didn't even say I was lying. You didn't even say financial reasons that I need a car, right?
Well, I can see a few problems with this story.
Okay.
First of all, now they've bought him a car. He didn't work for this car. He didn't buy this car himself.
Yeah.
The car was just there one morning. Now, he's going to start thinking everything in life should get handed to him on a silver platter. He's not going to go and find a wife. But he's going to expect his friends to bring him a wife to his front door.
Yeah.
You know? Job? He's not going to find a job. He's going to ask his friends, can you please bring me a job next week? That is the one problem I have with the story. Dunks?
Worst friends ever.
Why is it the worst friends ever?
I don't know, Zelda. Maybe do a little bit of outside-the-box thinking for a change out, yeah? Point number one. Petrol price goes up tomorrow. The guy's in financial, you know, rot, as you've said.
Well, I said it could
petrol price is going up tomorrow 50 cents. Okay. Maybe they bought him a diesel car. Then they're good oaks. But, I mean, probably didn't. They've bought this man a car. Petrol price is going up. He's in financial ruin. You have to drive. You know, petrol runs a vehicle. You know, you've got to service a vehicle. A car costs money to have. What these guys have done is not only have they made this man's life a living hell, they've made it a living hell with him to have no money behind him as well.
I let him help for the wallof and the sloot basis, is what Duncan probeer say. Yeah, Sam, what say jy?
I don't think it's just the friends. I think who are in the bed. I think this guy as well. I mean, I've got a friend like this. You've got to do everything for him. And it makes life a living hell. To the extent that you're kind of like, oh, he's coming? Nah, okay, forget about it.
And then to wrap things up, I had a chat with JP Duminy about the Cricket World Cup later this month.
You mentioned England also going back there now for the World Cup. And also you spoke about the legacy that you want to leave behind. It must be nice to have guys like Aidan Markram and Anik Norkeers and such coming through for you to be able to impart a bit of that legacy on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's obviously a great combination of youth and experience. And... it's exciting, man. I'm really excited by the side that we have, and I think everybody's excited and quietly confident of our capabilities, you know. I think we all believe in one another, and we know that we have the ability to go all the way. At the end of the day, we know it's about the performance that you put out on the day, but we have a strong belief in ourselves, and that's the most important thing.
And then finally, for JP Dumini, what's the future ground? Now you've got the foundation that's going as well, but what's also left in the future for you?
Jeepers, if I knew, I would tell you. We're going to sort of take it one day at a time. I think what's the most important thing now is, as you said, the foundation and making sure that we plow a lot of energy into that and making sure that we give these kids the greatest opportunities they can have, you know. For me personally, I still like to stay involved in the game somehow. I'm not sure to what capacity that's going to look like yet, but whether it's a coaching role or commentary role, I'm not too sure. But I love the game, and so I'm definitely wanting to stay in it.
For that and anything else you might have missed, feel free to visit the OFM blog at ofmblogs.co.za, or you can visit our Facebook page, OFM, The Sound of Your Life. You can catch us again on Monday morning for The Big Breakfast right here on OFM, The Sound of Your Life.
The Big Breakfast with Martin van der Merwe.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, The Sound of Your Life.